Hello, Eric. Good morning, everybody. Regional duels taking place around the state last night. West Delaware hosting inside Seedorf Gymnasium at West Delaware High School for the seventh year in a row. An upset taking place in the first round as number 23 Decorah knocked off number 13 Benton Community 46-24. Jamie Vasky has the recap of the fourth-ranked Hawks match against the Vikings.
We started at 157 pounds. Both teams moving their 150-pounders up to 157, and it was Liam Weber of West Delaware with a 12-3 major decision over Colin Henry. At 165 pounds, both teams again moved both 57-pounders up, and it was Blake Mather coming away with a 6-5 win over Brody Hansen. 175, Garrison Gillihan up a weight from 165, winning by fall in 1 minute and 18 seconds over Braden Darling. At 190, Brent Yankovic moved up and took on Kate Youngblood, who moved down from 215, and Yankovic picked up a fall in 1 minute and 1 second, put the Hawks up 19-0. At 215 pounds, it was Thomas Sexton with a 5-1 win over Jaron Funky. At heavyweight, Owen Petlin with a 2-0 win over Anthony Putnam. At 106, Lucas Peters of West Delaware put the Hawks up 28-3 with a fall in 2 minutes and 41 seconds over Kelton Casterton. At 113, it was Gavin Knudsen with a fall in 118 over Jarrett Engel. At 120, Braden Mowry flipped the switch on that one with a 1 minute 6 second fall over Dimitri Lesser. That made it 34-9. Decorah would win the next two matches as Michael Clement at 126 defeated Cooper Waugh 3-0. At 132, it was Mason Avila with a 1 minute 30 second fall over Rylan Gall. At 138, it was Jax Miller with a 7-5 win over Will Larson. 144, it was Will Fullhart of Decorah, a 34 second fall over Max Anderson. And at 150, it was Ryan Hilby with a 2 minute 59 second fall over Danny C, making the final team score 43-24. Some match totals. West Delaware with 16 takedowns, Decorah with 9. One major decision for the Hawks, 0 for Decorah. West Delaware had 5 falls, Decorah had 3, and West Delaware won 9 matches. Decorah won 5 in a dual meet that lasted 1 hour and 13.
So the Hawks headed back to the state dual team tournament coming up on Saturday at Extreme Arena in Coralville. Veteran head coach Jeff Voss talked about the effort of his kids after the match last night with Jamie.
I tell you what, there were some great matches there tonight. You know, that kid Blake Mather wrestled. He's a tough kid, and for him to come out there and perform like he did, it just kind of set the tone for the entire night. And Liam going out there, you know, he hadn't wrestled in a couple days. Just a lot of gutsy performances tonight. You know, Lucas Peters the same way. I'm really, really super proud of how these guys performed tonight. What a dual meet for those guys tonight. It was awesome. Class 2A is wide open. It's going to be a lot of different teams that are going to come into play. And the thing that we can control is our effort out there and the aggressiveness we're wrestling with and just staying relentless. And these guys really did it tonight. I am so proud of these guys. All the 2A coaches will get together and kind of give their sales pitch for their team. And mine's going to be pretty simple. I don't really care where we're at in the bracket. I like the way our guys are wrestling right now. They showed a lot of courage tonight and a lot of guts out there. And if we go out there and wrestle like that, wherever these guys finish is going to be what it is. I tell you what, I think we're kind of a dangerous team right now. We've developed a little depth over the course of the year where we can make some moves here and there, and I like where we're at.
Also in Class 2A, 6-rated Independence was successful over number 12 North Polk 46-25. In the first round duel, North Polk defeated Union Community via criteria 40-39. In Osage, number 16 Anamosa was victorious over number 19 Crestwood 35-29. Then the Blue Raiders fell to number 1 Osage 48-28. In Mount Vernon, number 14 Solon passed number 18 Columbus Community 38-28. Then the Spartans fell to number 2 Mount Vernon 46-15. Also advancing in Class 2A, Sergeant Bluff Luton, Algona, Creston, and Humboldt. Class 3A qualifiers, Southeast Polk, Fort Dodge, Bettendorf, Indianola, Waukee Northwest, Ankeny Centennial, Dubuque Hempstead, and Waverly Shellrock. Moving on in Class 1A, Albernett, Don Bosco, Nashville Plainfield, Jessup, Hinton, Wilton, Lake Mills, and Wapsie Valley. Pairings will be released later on today after coaches' meetings at 8 o'clock this morning. Coverage area basketball from last night. Starting at the girls' side, West Delaware falling to number 5 in Class 3A, Solon, 70-41 on the road. In the Tri-Rivers Conference, Edco took down Starmont 69-5. It was North Lynn over Maquoketa Valley 64-37. In the River Valley Conference, Monticello defeated Maquoketa for the second time in 4 days in Maquoketa, 58-30. And in the Mississippi Valley Conference, Western Dubuque got by Iowa City West by 1, 58-57. On the boys' side, West Delaware lost to Solon, 57-36. In the TRC, East Buchanan fell to Central City, 62-45. North Lynn held off Maconka Valley 57-44 at home. It was Edco 42, Starmont 27. In the RVC, Cascade over Anamosa 67-56 on the road. Monticello beating Maconka again for the second time in 4 days, this time on the road 72-55. And in the MVC, Western Dubuque defeated at home by number 2 Iowa City West 75-48. High school bowling state qualifying meet assignments coming out yesterday from the Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union and the Iowa High School Athletic Association. On the girls' side, on February 12th, West Delaware traveling up to New Hampton to play at the Bullaway Lanes. Also in Class 1A in Comanche, Monticello will be there. In Class 2A, Western Dubuque will travel up to Decorah, and Independence will head to the Game Day Lanes in Urbandale. In boys bowling, the next day, February 13th, West Delaware will also be in New Hampton and Monticello at Comanche. And in Class 2A, Independence and Western Dubuque will both be in Decorah. And that's the way it is for now. Have yourselves a good Wednesday morning. John Swisher, KMCH Sports.